something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. You know what it is to pray without ceasing? You know what it is to pray without ceasing? The Bible says prayer was made without ceasing. I like the way he says, look at it. He says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer. Why didn't he say and prayer? Why did he say but? God is telling us that though they put Peter in prison, something happened because of prayer. He says the expectation of the Jews was interrupted by prayer. They put him in prison, but something was happening in heaven. Why? The men were praying. In heaven, something happened. Brothers and sisters, listen, we are not of this world. We have to operate with what we know and what we have. God's people suffer too much for nothing. Too much for nothing. They are persecuted at work. They are persecuted in their neighborhood. Persecution is all right. But when it comes to the real test and we know what is going on, we can't keep quiet. We are too hardened. That's what I've been talking about. We're too hardened. We're always asking God for things that we want. We want something for our family. We want a new job. We want money. We are so concerned about fleshly things that we cannot see what we ought to be seeing. Turn to Hebrews chapter 13. Let me show you something. The Bible didn't say that Peter was kept in prison and the people were talking about it and the brethren were gossiping. Didn't say so. Say, but prayer was made without ceasing. Have you seen it? Hebrews chapter 13. I want you to read from verse 2. Into verse 3. Remember what? Remember. No, how many of us are concerned about that? Let me read it to you in a better. He says, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them. Is that right? In the Amplified Version, it says, remember those who are in prison as if you were their fellow prisoner. He says, remember them as if you too were in prison. He wants us to have a kindred spirit with others who are suffering. Hallelujah. The second part of it, let me read from another translation. Listen, it says, remember the Lord's people who are in jail and be concerned for them. Don't forget those who are suffering, but imagine that you are there with them. Yet another translation says to us, remember those who suffer injustice. Remember those who suffer injustice Remember those in prison. Remember those that are suffering. No, we are too concerned about other things. That must change. Hallelujah. That must change. He says, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Prayer was made. I told you to turn to the book of Revelation. All right? Okay, let me read that to you so you understand what happened here. Revelation chapter 8. From verse 3, and another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. He was to offer the incense with what? The prayers of the saints. There was incense with the angel to be offered on the altar of God. He was to offer it with the prayers of the saints. Why? Turn to chapter 5, book of Revelation. I want you all to read verse 8. Revelation chapter 5, verse 8. Want to go? Every one of them having what? Harps and golden vials full of odors, full of incense, which are the prayers of saints. So when we pray, in our prayers of worship, in our prayers of submission, in our prayers of intercession, in heaven, our prayers come into heaven as incense. Are you hearing this? God said to the high priest in the Old Testament, he said to burn incense. The priest must offer incense every day, morning and evening, every day. And that's a type of the real tabernacle. But in heaven, he says, the incense is the prayers of saints. So when you are not praying, you are not offering incense on the altar of God in heaven. Can you see it? What did David say? Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. You are not praying. Since you're not praying, your priestly ministry to offer incense on the altar of God every day is non-functional. Then you say, God should do this for you, do this for you, do this for you. Your first ministry is to God. Your first responsibility in life is to God. Hallelujah. All right, now because this is the final meeting for you, let me take just two more verses. And round off. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. When they prayed, what happened? Peter was delivered from the expectation of Herod and the Jews because they prayed. Amen. Colossians chapter 4. Do you know why many Christians feel dry spiritually and then they think that the problem is the church they are attending, or they think that maybe the message was dry? Meanwhile, they are the ones that are dry. Do you know why? Because they are not carrying out the normal spiritual activities that they ought to have. They don't. Say, I don't feel like praying. No. It has nothing to do with your feeling. Pray. God said pray. He didn't say when you feel like praying, pray. He said pray. You don't have to feel like praying. I just don't feel like feeling. Feeling has nothing to do with it. When you're in the army, you don't say, I don't feel like going to work this morning. I asked somebody recently, you don't feel like going to church? No. You feel like going to work? They don't think of feeling like going to work. They just go. They just go. How many people wake up in the morning to say, I don't know whether I will go to work this morning? You don't do that. You just go. Even when you're feeling sick, you manage yourself. You come to the... You don't look well. Throughout the weekend, my back was... You'll be complaining at work, but you are there. But on Sunday morning, you say, I don't know whether I will go to church this morning because the way I'm feeling, I think I need more sleep. But you won't sleep. As soon as others have gone to church, you sit down in front of TV. But you think you are wise. God is not mocked. Colossians chapter 4. I'm reading to you from verse 2. Read, 1, 2, go. Come on. Again. No. He says... Prayer is optional. Is that not what is written in your Bible? No, look at it. It says prayer is optional. Okay, if you feel like, pray. Okay, what is in your own Bible? Okay, no. Those of you who have prayed in years gone by, you can have recess. Is that what he says? He says what? Continue. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer. You say, I'm not going to stop praying. I will continue to pray. As long as there is one sinner in the world, I will pray. As long as the rapture is delayed, I will pray. As long as there's a God in heaven to hear and answer prayers, I will pray. Hallelujah. Why? Because prayer is not only asking for something. Prayer is a ministry.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life? And who is in the book of life? The Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.
This is the continuation of the message, the Priestly Ministry of a Believer.
Hallelujah. Father, we worship you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness.
And now again our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Are you glad you're here today? Lift your hands toward heaven. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father. My heart is open. My mind is alert. And I am ready. The word of God will come into my heart today, and I will never be the same again. Hallelujah. I'm glad you're here. Our convention tonight, starts tonight, and then we'll have another meeting tomorrow evening, and then the last one will be Tuesday evening. We had another one last week, beginning Sunday too. And I began to share with them on the subject of the priestly ministry of the Christian, the priestly ministry of the believer. And I find everywhere that a lot of God's people have somehow neglected that to a large extent. And in their minds, worshiping God has to do more with singing. But that's not true. We worship with singing, of course, but there's more to worship than singing. And you know, when you are not spiritually engaged in the right activities, your mind wanders, and Satan can take advantage of you. When you are not doing the things you ought to be doing, negative thoughts come to you. Thoughts of fear, thoughts of unbelief, they all come to you. And that's when you start wondering whether you're a true Christian or not. That's when your sins become very important. All the wrong things you do will testify against you and try to tell you you're not a Christian. Hallelujah. I am aware that there are people who castigate the church from time to time. They always try to say that something is wrong in the house of God because there are lots of bad people. The lots of insincere people in the church, lots of sinning and sinful Christians in the church, and they never stop to think about themselves and their imperfections. Of course, we do not preach. I mean, you can't imagine that. We do not preach that people should go and sin. You know that, don't? I mean, we can't say that. But, you know, sometimes some people say they want the pastor to preach against certain things because some people are doing them. So if we will preach against those things, then those people will stop doing those things. The truth is, those who try to tell us to preach against certain things, they are the problem. That's a fact. They are the problem. Because you see, it is better to light a candle than to curse darkness. If they will just shine, you wouldn't need to condemn anything. They are not shining enough themselves. The Bible says, for God so loved the world of sinners that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He loved the world of sinners. He loved sinners so much he came to die for them. So the problem with God's people is not their sins. Because when they didn't know him, he loved them. He loved them with their sins and came to help them. And the Bible says, if when we were sinners, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more now, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. So the problem is not sin at all. There is no genuine Christian that sins and loves to sin. If there's any Christian who tells lies, he wants to stop it. You know what I'm talking about. If there's any Christian who does anything wrong, he wants to stop it. The normal thing is he wants to stop it. He may not stop it immediately, but sure enough, he wants to. So he doesn't need somebody to tell him it's wrong. He already knows. He just wants someone to lift him away from that level of life. Hallelujah. And that's what the anointing can do for you. The anointing of the Holy Ghost. There are Christians who fight. They fight in the street. They want to stop it. The husbands and wives, they fight at home. Fight in the presence of the kids. They want to stop it. They don't like to go on. There are Christians who don't pray. They'd like to stop that kind of life. There are some Christians who smoke. They'd like to stop it. Some don't go to church. They'd like to go. Can I just find out here? How many of you here, you do some wrong things and you'd like to stop them? Let me see your hand up. Come on now, be honest. You do some wrong things and you'd like to stop them. No, look around and see who else has his hand up. Come on. Look around and see how many. You see. No, raise your hand again. Let's be sure you're honest. See how many? You do some wrong things and you'd like to stop those things. Now imagine if I got to know all those things and I came on Sunday morning and tried to preach against everything that you ever did that was wrong. But that's what some people think, some righteous people think that we should do. They don't understand the body of Christ. They are the problem. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You cannot be more righteous than you became the day you were born again. When you were born again, you became as righteous as Jesus is. Now, any Christian who doesn't like that is deceiving himself. Some Christians don't like it. They want us to tell people how to suffer to become righteous, how to try and train themselves to become righteous. But that's not going to work. The Bible says human righteousness is as filthy rags. Now, you may not feel righteous. You may not even think righteous. You may not act righteous. But if you are born again, you are as righteous as Jesus is. Now that's what the Bible says. That's the reason it calls it gospel. That a sinner has been declared righteous. That's the reason. That's why it is called good news. Because a righteous man was condemned as a sinner, whereas he never sinned. He was righteous, but was condemned in the place of sinners. And before God, it was legal. It was legal for God to lay the sins of many on Jesus, the righteous, and to condemn him God's hand was on him. Man's hand was on him. Satan's hand was on him. Condemned in the place of sinners, in the stead of sinners. And God accepted it. As a result of that, he had to accept that the righteousness of that man be laid on those who were sinners, for whose sake he died. Perfectly legal to make us righteous without us ever doing anything right. He made us righteous without us qualifying for it. But some people don't like it. So what is their gospel? But this is the gospel, the Bible declares.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.